Mayor, I have an excused absence to go speak on behalf of the city. So.
Okay, I think we have some
Fritz, I'm going to take this personally. This is our first major capital construction project with the Water Bureau. We were reporting, we were looking forward to you getting, you of all people, to get into the details.
Well, before we get into those details, I'd like to ask the council's indulgence to move to our National Service Day recognition proclamation, because we have some folks here to talk about that. So, Water Bureau folks, sorry, if you don't mind, we're going to make you wait a little bit and take item 364.
364, proclaim April 7, 2015 to be National Service Recognition Day in Portland.
Well, we have some people here to speak about this and to celebrate the good work. Lynn Schemmer-Velo is here, who works for Multnomah County Aging and Disability. We have Joe Shipley, who's an AmeriCorps member, and Abby Reinhart from AmeriCorps Vista. Come on up. And thank you for coming today. And while they're getting settled, I'll read this proclamation, which says, whereas service to others is a hallmark of the American character, and whereas the nation's cities are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as a cost-effective strategy to meet community needs, and whereas participants in AmeriCorps and Senior Corps address the most pressing challenges facing our cities and nation, from educating students for jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families to providing health services and helping communities recover from natural disasters, and whereas AmeriCorps and Senior Corps participants serve in more than 180 service locations in Portland, 180, bolstering civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations, and whereas more than 790 national service participants of all ages and backgrounds serve in Portland, improving the quality of life in our city, and whereas national service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen community impact, including more than $3 million in Portland. And whereas the Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with mayors nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with the National League of Cities, City of Service, and mayors across the country to recognize the impact of service, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim April 7th, 2015, to be National Service Recognition Day in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day. So welcome, and thank you for your service. Who's on first? Lynn?
Sure. So my name is Lynn Schemmer-Velo. I work for Multnomah County Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services. We coordinate one of the Senior Corps programs, the Foster Grandparent Program. And I wanted to recognize the great service that our foster grandparent volunteers provide in our communities at elementary schools, Head Start programs, after-school programs, and other youth-based programs. We have over 70 volunteers in the foster grandparent program. These are folks who are all age 55 plus and who are living on a modest income, about 200% federal poverty. And they have contributed over 50,000 hours every fiscal year, spending at least 15 hours a week serving over 700 children in the capacity of mentorship and academic support. This is phenomenal. We have volunteers who've served in the program. Many of our volunteers have been in the program for more than 10 years. A few of them have been in the program for more than 20 years, and we just had one of our amazing foster grandparent volunteers who retired serving 30 years as a foster grandparent. She focused her time primarily on spending time with children, teaching them to read and helping them to become better readers. So this is it's quite a contribution. This program mutually benefits all who are involved. We place volunteers in Head Start programs, preschool programs, the Boys and Girls Clubs, at the Providence Center for Medically Fragile Children. They're in sun schools, they're in summer programs, and they're all focused on enriching the lives of children and increasing their academic success. Our volunteers provide much-needed support to classrooms. In some cases, they are the only dependable and consistent caring adult in the lives of the children that they serve. They have helped withdrawn children become confident. They have helped struggling children learn to read, find the joy in reading. And they work with kids who do not feel safe and help them to become excited about coming to school. Our volunteers also gain many benefits themselves. From this experience, they not only receive a small stipend, but they have the joy of giving back to their community and with the hope of expanding the potential for these children for the next generation. The volunteering extends their life expectancy, it decreases depression, they're engaged in their community, they are active in their community, and they are contributing significantly. And then, of course, there's the stipend, which helps these folks who are low income remain independent, and it empowers them to provide for themselves. National service builds community while making significant positive outcomes for all involved, and we appreciate your help and dedication to national service in Oregon and here in Portland.
Thank you. Zoe, would you like to be next?
Thank you. My name is Zoe Shipley, and I'm a second-year AmeriCorps member serving with the SUN program at Clear Creek Middle School in Gresham. SUN, Schools Uniting Neighborhoods, is operated by Metropolitan Family Service, which is a nonprofit that focuses on community schools, transportation, family support, and older age support. MFS is unique in that it offers programs that provide support at every stage of life, serving a diverse community of people who often face cultural or economic barriers. The SUN program is an integral part of MFS and helps to further the goal of creating community schools that act as full-service neighborhood hubs where the school and partners from across the community come together to make sure that kids and families have what they need to be successful in school and in life. Most people associate SUN with the after-school programs, which is a huge aspect of what we do, but there's also so much more. AmeriCorps members serving with SUN plan school-wide events, lead adult classes, coordinate volunteers, run clothing closets and food pantries, and collaborate with local partners to connect families with invaluable resources. We provide students with a positive adult role models and a safe space for them to feel heard and valued. We help parents feel welcome at the school and provide much-needed services to families who are struggling just to get by. And SUN gives AmeriCorps members a space where we can try new things, explore our passions, sing songs and be silly, fail and learn and grow. When I started my service with the SUN program in 2013, I didn't really know much about AmeriCorps or about nonprofit work in general. I applied because I'd had a lot of experience being a camp counselor, and I thought it would be fun to try teaching in a school where I could spend a year with kids instead of just a week. At that time, I could not have predicted the impact that this service would have on my life. Watching my students grow over the last 2 years and learning about the challenges that they face at home and at school on a daily basis has really opened my eyes to the needs that exist in our community and in many other communities around the world. I'm so grateful that resources like SUN exist, and at the same time have learned how many resources are really lacking for families that live below or just above the poverty line. Support for these programs is essential if we want to create healthy, happy families and communities where people can thrive and succeed rather than just keeping their heads floating above water. In my 2 years with AmeriCorps, I've witnessed so much compassion and love, both from my co-members and from the students and families that we serve. I've been amazed at the ability of small, thoughtful actions to really have meaningful impacts in the lives of others. And I'm incredibly grateful for my time in this position, for the lessons I've learned, the skills I've gained, the friends that I've made, all of which will continue to serve me long after my service is done. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, Abby.
Thank you. My name is Abby Reinhardt, and I'm an AmeriCorps VISTA member working with the City of Portland's Main Street and Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Network. I serve at the site at Historic Park Rose in Northeast Portland's Park Rose neighborhood. And first, I'll start off by bragging a little about our network of VISTA members who are working in the NPIs and Main Streets here in Portland. There is six of us in this network working as AmeriCorps VISTA members. Our job is to build the capacity of our organizations, help them sustain and keep working for the neighborhoods we serve. So for our first, we reported on our first 6 months of our service term, and together our group of six VISTA members in the Main Street and NPI network have recruited over 300 volunteers and leveraged a total of over $50,000 in-kind and cash donations to our organizations. So that's a pretty big deal for all of us. And I feel very lucky and fortunate to be working in the Park Rose neighborhood here. The VISTA experience has been very immersive, and I get to see people's faces and learn their names over a whole year, and really I feel like I've adopted the causes and mission of improving the Park Rose Business District, making it a great neighborhood for the people who live there, and connecting everyone with the resources that are available to them. So I'm also very lucky that AmeriCorps VISTA is such a great fit in my personal career of public service and community work. So it's just, it all fits together very nicely.
Thank you.
Thank
Questions?
You.
Well, by the way, delighted that you're out in Park Rose. Last year, the council put an extra $100,000 into supporting small businesses east of 82nd. And we've got an event coming up, and we'll probably see you there.
Yes, we will be there.
Celebrating the next chapter. So delighted you're involved in that work.
Thank you.
Well, I have such a strong personal bias on this issue, I ought to declare it, which is that my wife moved from Vermont to Yakima in order to be a VISTA volunteer. I probably never would have met her if it hadn't been for VISTA, so there's that. And then two of our sons were AmeriCorps volunteers working up in Alaska with Inuit kids building trails and doing that kind of work, and the transformative effect on people's lives, but also on the volunteers themselves, is so profound, and I just so appreciate the work you do. So thank you. We'd love to take a photo with you and your colleagues in the council if we could. So if we could gather up here, all of the great folks here on these multiple programs. Her happy. Thank you. Good work. All right.